You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to Inspired with me, Leo Green. I have some fantastic recordings for you coming up in this episode. Now, you'll know the songs, but perhaps not the versions of some of the classics from the past 30 years or so. In this episode, there's songs made famous by George Michael, Bruce Hornsby, Van Morrison, and many others. So first of all, let me thank you for tuning in. Now let's get ready to luxuriate in some inspired recordings like this one, which in 1979 gave the Eagles their last American number one. Now while you're thinking about what you were up to in 1979, here's Michael Bublé.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone. There's nothing we can't do. Everybody wants to touch somebody if it takes all night. Everybody wants to take a little chance and make it come out right. Yeah, there's gonna be a there's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. Oh, let's go. Some people like to stay out late. Now some folks can't hold out that long, but nobody wants to turn back now. There's too much going on. It's gonna last forever. It'll last all summer long. Sometime before the sun comes up, the radio is gonna play that song. There's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. Yeah. There's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. There's gonna be a heartache tonight. The moon shining bright, so turn off the light and we'll get it right. There'll be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. Somebody's gonna hurt somebody before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone. There's nothing we can do. But everybody wants to touch somebody. It ever takes all night. And everybody wants to take a chance. They can come out right. There's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. There's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. Oh, let's go. Well, we can beat around the bushes, we can get down to the bone, we can leave it in the parking lot, but either way there's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight.
Written by Don Henley and Glenn Frey, the one-time members of Linda Ronstadt's band, who left her to set up the Eagles. And for that song, they were helped out on songwriting duties by Bob Seger. Let's stay in the 1980s for now with a song from the biggest-selling album of 1988. And this one was written by a man who had started out his career in the music industry, DJing at his local squash club.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, cause I play let them go. Oh, I need some time off from that emotion. Time I pick my heart up off the floor. And when that love comes down without devotion, well, it takes a strong man, baby. So I'm showing you the door, 'cause I gotta head.
Rachel Price with her band Lake Street Dive, reworking George Michael's first solo release, which, well, it's the only song I can think of that's been covered by both Limp Bizkit and Alvin and the Chipmunks. Here's a song I've been lucky enough to play literally hundreds of times with the man who wrote it. It's one of several he's written that have gone on to become standards, recorded and covered live by hundreds of artists, like this next one, who in 2014 teamed up with one of the greatest bass players of all time, Nathan East, to record this one.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make a romance, neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. All the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Till the morning is gone, and I know the time time I touch you, you just tremble inside.
That's the voice of those classic early Doobie Brothers recordings, Michael McDonald, with the master of the bass, Nathan East. You're listening to Inspired with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Now, the story goes that when Bruce Hornsby was being courted by the record companies in the early 2000s, one of his criteria when deciding who he should sign with was based on which company had the best cupboard of free CDs. In the end, he plumped for Columbia Records and promptly ordered himself more than 170 albums from their back catalogue. This song was the first single he released back in 1986, and it's sung for us now by Karen Souza.
Stand in line, marking time, waiting for the welfare dime, 'cause they can buy a job. The man that sucks at Harry's bias, that catches a poor lady's eyes, just for fun he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things never change. That's just the way it is. But don't you believe them? Say, little boy, you can go with the others, go, 'cause you don't look like they do. Say, hey, oh man, how can you stand to think that way? Did you really think about it before you made the rules, he said. That's just the way it is. Some things never change. That's just the way it is. Ah, but don't you believe them. Thank you. 64 to give those who ain't got a little more. But it only goes so far, 'cause the law don't change another's mind when all it sees at hiring time is the line on the color bar. But who knows? That's just the way it is.
Karen Souza borrowing Bruce Hornsby's first number one here on Inspired with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. Now, Philadelphia is the birthplace of so much great music, musicians and songwriters, so let's stay with that city for this next one, which was written by two men who came up with so many songs and recordings that really established the Philadelphia sound, Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, two guys who fall into that select category of people who have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame despite not being performers of any description. But as songwriters, they delivered dozens of hits for the likes of Dusty Springfield, Wilson Pickett, the OJs, Jacksons, Harold Melvin, loads of them, Dinah Ross, Aretha Franklin, many, many others. And they provided this one for Lou Rawls in 1976. Here it is, given the big band treatment by Jamie Davis.
You never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way that I do. Oh, I'm not bragging on myself, baby, but I love one who loves you, and there's no one else. Else. You never find, it'll take the end of all time, someone who understands you like I do. You never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. I'm not trying to make you stay, baby, but I know someday, some way,
you're gonna miss my lovin'. You're gonna miss my lovin'. You're gonna miss my lovin'.
You're gonna miss my love. Oh, 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 oh.
You're gonna miss my lovin'. You're gonna miss my lovin', baby. You're gonna miss my lovin'.
You're gonna miss my love. Never find another love like mine, someone who needs you like I do. You never see what you found in me. You keep searching and searching your whole life through. I don't wish you no bad luck, baby, but there's no if and buts and no maybe.
Jamie Davis borrowing Lou Rawls's classic from 1976. And that recording concludes this episode of Inspired here on lgradio.online with me, Leo Green. Please do drop me a line with any requests, or if you just want to say hello, via the message board on the website. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.